something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another Jubal phone prank.
Hello?
Not happy. Not in the least bit happy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who is this? You're not happy about what?
This is Maggie, right?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. And this is Pete Eakins.
Okay.
You probably don't know who I am because my wife booked you on Rover. You've been watching our Labrador Pongo for the last few days.
Yeah.
Not happy. Not in the least bit happy.
Why would you be unhappy?
Let's take a wild guess or two, or number two. Take a wild guess or number two.
Yeah, I mean, I could take a wild guess number two, and I'm going to guess that it's because your dog decided to poo on me.
Nope. Pongo would never do that. I know it for a fact.
Well, I'm not gonna like make that up. Why would I make like what advantage do I have for making that up? I don't understand.
The instructions were to go ahead and lock up and leave, and you've been watching the dog for a couple days. And my wife and I get home, and what do we find? The sheets in the dryer, having just been washed. And then we look at the messages, and apparently you're claiming that our sweetheart Pongo went number two on you when you were asleep. That's what you're gonna say.
I mean, yeah, that's why I washed the sheets, and then
okay,
that's why
well, how about the mess
the
on the floor? How about the mess on the floor when we walked in? Where'd that come from?
What mess are you talking about?
The one that you left on the floor. The same thing that you're claiming Pongo did to you in your sleep. Right in the middle of it. We walk in right in the middle of the kitchen. There's just a big loaf.
Okay. So you're telling me that I pushed on your kitchen floor. Me.
Well, who else would have done it? My wife and I have been out of town for a few days. You're the only person at the house. Who else would have done it?
Is this like your first dog or something? Like, you know,
I don't understand the question there. I don't understand the question with that.
I'm okay. Let me clarify it for you then. With puppies don't inherently know how to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So you have to teach the puppy mm-hmm. that you're supposed to go to the bathroom outside. So why are you accusing me of not training your dog properly and saying that I was the one that pooped on the floor?
I didn't accuse you of not treating my dog properly at all. I think you treated him fine. I just don't know why you decided to take a twosie on the floor.
Okay, well, are you, like, what are you going to do about it? Like, let's say that I did. What's going to happen here? What are you going to do? Do you want me to just, like, apologize to you?
I already did. What? I might have already did it.
You've already done what?
Well, you're not far from the house, are you?
No.
Taking a little some other dogs for a walk, aren't you?
Okay, hold on. Are you following me? Like,
I followed you far enough to the parking lot, and when you walk back to your car, you'll see a little surprise right on your hood. That's from me.
I'm sorry. Did you poop in my car?
Nope. I definitely did not. Huh? Definitely did not. Must have been a dog.
So you took Pongo's poo and then you put it on my car.
Nope.
That was. Okay. So,
I popped on your hood and I plopped on your hood. There you go. There okay. you go.
No, so.
How's that revenge gonna feel when you clean it up?
Okay, so hold on a second. If you actually did, like, take a shit on my car, I'm going to call the cops and I'm going to tell them about this entire situation, everything that happened. I'm gonna show them that you called me. I'm gonna show them that I was taking care of your dog, and then you're gonna get arrested because that's like vandalizing somebody's property. I cannot believe that you took a on the hood of my car. Well, like, who does that?
Good, don't believe it because I didn't. This is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you. And your sister Ava set you up. It's a joke.
What the hell? Oh my god. Oh my gosh. That's definitely something that she would do, first of all. I cannot believe that. You guys had me so upset and worried at first.
She told us how you just left a house watching a dog where that happened on the sheets and you were walking some other dogs and she wanted us to mess with you.
Yes, that really did actually happen. That's why I was
that's
so
disgusting.
Concerned for a second. Oh my gosh.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone pranks.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.